Farm Policy for 2020. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Mattis.
It's important for us to bring our voice on a federal level to be sure that the policy that we enact will help farmers and back in Tennessee. And
voting delegates at the American Farm Bureau Convention in Austin, Texas, discussed and adopted policy resolutions this week that will guide the farm organization in 2020. Carroll County farmer Glenn Tippett was one of 35 voting delegates from Tennessee at the business session.
Nobody's going to listen to one person. But if we can come together as a group with good numbers and to be in agreement, we can affect change and get our policy adopted for us being in bigger numbers.
Dairy farmer Steve Harrison of Loudoun County has served the past year on a Farm Bureau Dairy Task Force, and he served as a voting delegate at the AFBF convention.
I always make the quote that 99% of the time a conservative farmer agrees with what Farm Bureau does on policy. It's that 1% of time that sometimes I disagree on individual issues. On dairy policy, with my background and the support from the state of Tennessee Farm Bureau, we've been in lockstep on all this.
Jason Lucky of Gibson County says no matter what each farmer raises on their farms, it's crucial they all come together with one policy to represent all.
Through the American Farm Bureau, we come together as sit down as a cotton producer, as a dairy producer, and the dairy producer uses my cotton seed to feed his dairy, and we're all in this boat together. And we have differences. We all each have our individual struggles, but to sit down in one room under one roof and hash out our differences and get together and formulate our policy so that we can head toward the future and all working together arm in arm as one industry.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.